the Allied bombers will destroy Dresden, an important centre of communications for the German armies on the Eastern Front, and one of the biggest industrial cities in the Reich. Until now, it has remained untouched. Dresden, known as the Florence of the Elbe, was one of Europe's finest medieval cities. Phosphorus bombs create a fire typhoon in which an estimated 25,000 people are burned to death. The city continues to blaze for 7 days. Churchill had said, "We will make the German people taste and gulp a sharper dose of the miseries they have showered upon mankind." Their cities are dying, and now Goebbels and the Nazis want to send all Germans from 16 to 60 years old to their deaths as part of the Volkssturm, the people's militia. They shout, "I vow to fight courageously for my homeland, swear to die for Adolf Hitler." Hitler says there must not be any weakening of Germany. His generals, those who survived the massive purge following the July 20th assassination attempt, no longer dare to oppose the Führer. They obeyed his order, which seemed absurd, to launch an attack in the west, in the Ardennes, during winter. They would have preferred to devote all of their efforts to fighting the Russians. Hitler was hoping to recapture the port of Antwerp in order to stop the Allies from unloading their equipment, which would enable them to move into Germany. But the German offensive in the Ardennes failed. Due to the extraordinary defence put up by the American paratroopers in Bastogne, to the intervention of General Patton's tanks, and to the overwhelming power of the Allied air forces. As for the Russians, in the east, they are crossing the German border. Millions of Germans flee in panic from the approaching Soviet troops, especially the German women, who fear the mass rapes that are being perpetrated. There is no dissension between the Western Allies and the Russians. Moreover, in Churchill's mind, the problem with Germany is practically over. He is now thinking about how to divide up the occupation zones. He and Roosevelt meet in the Crimea for an important conference with Stalin.